several projects which are already underway. One is a conference which will be held in September of 2012 on immigrants and entrepreneurship. It turns out that immigrants, far from being a drag on the economy, are one of the stimulants of economic development, and they have done so historically on two ends. One end often being a kind of push carts or little mom-and-pop stores, which we're familiar with in our own neighborhood. We can see them all up and down Route 1, for example. In some ways, these are people who are very active economically, are eager to get ahead, who often exploit themselves working long hours and often exploit their families as well. That is, everybody's working in the store, and they can't get jobs often in perhaps more corporate jobs, because either they're not as knowledgeable about the country or perhaps don't speak English quite as well. So instead, they end up in these small businesses, which often become big businesses, and they do very well. And that has been true throughout American history in the 1840s, in the beginning of the 20th century, and now in this new immigration. But it's also true, and this is particularly true, of the post-1965 immigration, which has brought people from all over the world who've entered into the most developed and technically sophisticated parts of the American economy. They've come here with multiple degrees and with interests in creating new kinds of dot-coms and other kinds of highly technical businesses as well. Sergey Grin, a graduate of our university and one of the founders of Google, of course, is a representative of this.